And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to bring somebody from the community on that can tell us about things that they're experiencing and that they do in our community. And I think I'm really lucky this week. I have Alexis Cordova, and she is the Family and Consumer Science Extension Agent with the Texas A&M Extension Service. Ms. Cordova, did I get that right?
You did.
That's a pretty good title you got there.
Yes, it can be a mouthful.
Well, I know that you have a lot of things that you do, and there's other parts to the Extension Service that serves Liberty County. I guess first let's tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to doing the job that you're doing, and then we'll talk about the Extension Service here in Liberty County.
Okay. Well, I'm Alexis Cordova. I've lived in the Liberty area for almost 11 and a half years. I've been a county extension agent for our agency for a little over 12, close to 13. I think I'm losing count after a while. but my degree is in child development. I have a passion for children and children's health, and so I came into extension wanting to be a teacher for the community, and so that's really what we are. We are liaisons between Texas A&M University and all the research-based education that they have, and we bring it to the residents in Liberty County. And so for the last 11 and a half years, I've served as the Family and Consumer Science Agent. And a lot of people may think of what I do as a home economics topic areas, or used to be called home demonstration agent. But as we're moving outside of the home into a more work-based environment, we change with our communities. And so some of the things that Extension does in Liberty County, of course, we are a rural county. And so each county in the state of Texas is different. And we all do different programming, but the four base programs that we do cover is agriculture, natural resources. We have an ag agent, Mr. Roy Flora, is with us. And then we have 4-H and youth development, and we have Miss Amanda Brooks is now our 4-H agent for the county. And we also have community development, and we're lucky to have two land-grant universities in Texas. Both Prairie View A&M and Texas A&M work hand-in-hand with our extension department. And so our community development agent is Mr. James Moton, and he comes from Prairie View A&M. And so we have a good partnership there.
Okay.
And then, of course, I... Go ahead.
I just said, oh, okay. I didn't realize that Prairie View A&M and Texas A&M both provided extension aid.
Yes, and I think Prairie View A&M has extension agents in over 49 counties. So they're not in every 254 counties at, like Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, but they do have a large presence, especially in the southeast Texas area.
All right. I guess we will talk about a number of things in your area. I guess people need to understand one thing most important. Texas A&M and I guess Prairie View A&M both have extensive research and development, and they're kind of being a land grant, aren't they? Basically,
yeah.
Told they're supposed to help the different counties. You want to explain where that came from?
Yeah, kind of in a not going deep into history, but both universities do fall under the land grant mission under the Smith-Lever Act. And what the goals are is to extend the education to the community level. And so Prairie View A&M, their direct funding for their extension programs mainly comes not only from the university, but through the USDA at a federal level, and they focus on NIFA goals, and I'm not really sure. I think it's National Institute for Food and Administration. I'm not really sure what that means, but they focus on the federal goals of our community health programming, and then Texas A&M AgriLife, we kind of have multiple avenues where we come from USDA, but specifically we have state funding, and then we really rely on our counties to contribute to our mission, and so it's a very much a partnership with the state, the county, and the local government that we where our offices are located.
All right. And folks, we're speaking with Alexis Cordova, and she is the Family and Consumer Science Agent with the Extension Agent Service, AgriLife, I think that's what it's referred to. And your particular area of expertise, family and consumer science, you want to kind of give us a little more overview? I know you said that it was what some of us older folks called home economics, but it's changed a lot. So
it has, you know, as our role in the family roles change, we have both the male and the female out in the workforce, and so that can really change the dynamics of the family and what the family needs. Family Consumer Sciences really offers practical information for families raising children, building relationships, whether they're work relationships, parent-child relationships, or even your relationships with your spouse. Housing environment, how do you keep your housing environment safe and healthy for your family and productive? Also eating well, managing money, and staying healthy. This year and as in previous year, we've really been pushing the health aspect of our program, because without healthy environments, healthy people, you don't have a healthy family.
Yes.
And so for my area, we really focus on not only the family programming, but the health. And I'll talk a little bit about the different programs that in my unit that we focus on, if that's okay.
That'd be great, but I have one question that comes immediately to mind. You know, we always think, you know, you talk about more people in the workplace, more women especially in the workplace. The other side of that is men are having to make adjustments to the traditional man takes the trash out, woman washes dishes. That's thrown out the window. The guys wash as many dishes and the women take out the trash as much as, you know. So all those
right.
1950 ideas that Mary Tyler Moore and that crew taught us older folks are all gone.
Yes.
Now, do you have a lot of men trying to figure out how to take care of family situations?
Absolutely. You know, family dynamics change. It's no more the norm of normal female roles or normal male roles. It's really what are the goals of a family and how do we make it work? And sometimes the woman in the household is out working and the man is home caring for children. That's not uncommon these days, and so and vice versa. So I think there sure is a blend of the family dynamics, and it's really just having a conversation within your family of the expectations you have for one another and what works best in your family, because we know that all families are different culturally. They're all different, you know, how you were raised versus your neighbor was raised is all different, and so the expectations can change.
And I think a lot of people have found that kind of opens things up for other people. We got some pretty good tailors out there that just now getting their training on how to sew and such. The guys are learning, and the ladies are learning how to take care of finance, which traditionally was the other way around. And it's really a nice blend that we've got going as long as we talk about it, right? Working it out.
Absolutely, and that's really the key to any foundation of a family is how you can communicate openly. you know, with the age of technology, that adds a whole nother dynamic into a relationship or into a family of how do you stay connected as a family? How do you stay on the same page? How do you have realistic expectations and not comparing yourself to another family because it works different? So
yeah, everybody's different.
Right.
And we're speaking with Alexis Cordova. She is the Family and Consumer Science Agent with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, and they're in Liberty County. You're in all the counties in Texas.
Right.
I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought as to what you do. I just wanted to bring that out because it's everybody trying to take advantage of your services these days.
Right. And I'll just kind of highlight what are some of the things that we do in Liberty County and what has been working for my unit here. I do want to remind folks that every county is different and every agent is different. And so some focus on different programs depending on what their communities need. Some of the things that I focus on here, like we had mentioned earlier, as all families are different, I've moved to our Healthy Families program. Really involves a variety of opportunities for families, one being parent coaching. Some parents need a little coaching, a little help, whether you're court mandated or not. I do service those families through the court system, but also if you're a new parent and looking for new ideas of how to get started as a new parent, or maybe you have a teenager and you're needing a little more help, a little more tools in your toolbox, I do parent coaching, and that is that program is designed individually based on the parent and what their relationship or situation is, whether you're a single parent, whether you're co-parenting with your spouse outside of the home, whether you're a divorced parent, regardless of what the situation is. So I do some of those.
And I'm going to interrupt you again.
Sure.
One of the things that immediately came to mind was an old saying, unfortunately, parenting does not come with a guidebook. You just become a parent. Well, that's
right.
Something else that you have helped change. You give
right.
us a little bit of a guidebook.
A little bit of a guidebook. And first, you know, you kind of need to know where you came from and assess, doing a self-assessment of what kind of morals and values you have,
yes.
What kind are realistic, and what your expectations for your current family may be very different from how you were raised. And in today's society, what was okay back then may not be okay now. So we talk about all those things and how they can move forward and try new ideas.
Well, that's something that's come to the front for a lot of people. Not long ago, of course, a well-known East Texas running back got into a lot of trouble for using a switch.
Right.
I was raised with a belt and a switch, but that's not the way parenting has been pointing these days.
Right, right. You know, we've learned that sometimes when we talk about discipline and punishment, it's based on the feelings of that parent and not what is the lesson of the child. And so you may be acting out of anger because of your own anger feelings, but that's not always appropriate when you're dealing with a certain age of child, and it's not teaching the child that what they're doing is wrong. You're actually teaching them hurting behaviors and not nurturing behaviors. And so some of the things that I focus on in my program is I don't tell parents what to do. I just give them some alternatives to try and teaching them about what a nurturing lifestyle can be, whether you're a nurturer or allowing yourself to be nurtured versus being a bully or a victim. And so that's very key in my program.
Well, that makes sense. You know, the old saying, if you were raised around a bunch of hammers, you kind of look at everything as a nail, right?
Right.
So
right.
If we learn other ways, it's got to be helpful.
Right. And all behaviors can be changed. It takes a little while and takes practice, but all behaviors can be changed.
I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought there. I just it's a thought that came to mind that we are learning different ways, and different is not necessarily bad.
Right, right. That kind of reminds me also when with our health and nutrition program.
Yes.
You know, right now we are shifting. Our society is shifting into really focusing on health. We realize that our health, our communities are not healthy. And we need to kind of be aware of how to eat better and choose better choices, and so we can live longer. And so some of our nutrition programs actually have two full-time nutrition assistants that help me in Liberty County. Oh. They are funded through SNAP, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the same program that funds food stamps. Program is somebody out there may recognize, but what they do and what we do is we try to get back to basics where we engage them in interactive activities, and we share cooking stories, and we teach them about menu planning and eating out better, making better choices, saving at the grocery store, looking at safer and healthier ways to make meals and preserve meals. And so that's one really large program, Fresh Start to Healthier You, and maybe an Eat Smart, Live Strong program that we do with our senior community. We're doing those in the Cleveland area at this moment.
And that's something else that's changed. And it hadn't been that long ago that I believe it was like half of Americans to a third of Americans lived and worked on farms. And so you had fresh produce available. You also had a tendency to eat 10,000 calories a day because you were working from sun up to sundown.
Right. And physical activity was a whole different.
Yes. Typing wasn't high on the list.
Right.
And we're speaking with Alexis Cordova. She is the Family and Consumer Science Agent for the Texas A&M Agricultural and something else extension service.
It changes every several years, but Texas A&M AgriLife Extension
AgriLife.
Service.
And, you know, you have a tough job because a lot of us were raised with 27 types of fried foods are good.
Right.
And that's just not good for people.
No.
Not the way we live today.
And I think chronic illness, especially in Liberty County, since we're rural and we have a limited access to health care, and we don't live in the urban area where we can just walk to the doctor's offices and get our routine screenings and things like that.
Right.
So some of the chronic illnesses that by the time we do catch them, it's too far gone, or it's very hard to rope in our habits at that point. And so we encourage people to get screenings, take a look at how they're living, live healthier lives now so you can prevent those chronic illnesses like diabetes or high cholesterol or those types of problems that escalate out of control.
It's changed. Life has changed so much, and you're kind of put in a rough position. You're trying to inform a whole county on how to adjust to the new ways, and as you say, we're in a rural area, so it's kind of a combination of the two. We can't just walk to the doctor, like you said, or take a taxi or a bus, because
right.
It's just not feasible.
Right. And so one of the things that we do in a rural county, especially in Liberty County, we have a health awareness coalition. We have different task force that several healthcare providers or people who provide education in the health world get together, and we brainstorm about how we can maximize our efforts. We do health fairs. We do safety days for the school districts. One of the things as a county extension agent is I'm also an adjunct faculty for all of the 7 school districts in Liberty County. And so we also, through our 4-H and youth development program, go into the schools and teach them about health as one topic. But we also are adjunct faculty for the school districts, because 4-H is recognized as a UIL, extracurricular activity, whether you're talking about livestock projects or health projects or character education and so forth. So kind of when we talk about really maximizing our efforts, we have to all come together and work for a common cause. And so we try to do that in Liberty County.
And the young people, I guess it's one of the most important things as they get to grow, learn about there's a lot more to raising an animal than just feeding it and walking it. You
right.
also keep books and things like that. There's a lot more to running a house than vacuuming and
right.
And it's tough. You don't learn that automatically, and unfortunately, a lot of parents weren't taught, so
right.
they don't pass on. We're speaking with Alexis Cordova, and she is the Family and Consumer Science Agent for the Texas A&M Agriculture Life Extension Service.
It's a mouthful.
I'm sorry, folks. I should have it down. I've got it written down. I ought to be able to read it. And she's telling us about some of the things that she does with the Agricultural Service. And I was surprised that you do go into the schools and teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now we're hatching chicks in the classroom. You know, teaching children about agriculture in all aspects of where their food comes from, where their animals come from, what is at the grocery store, where those products originated, is important to us. Because if we can teach them early, then they'll make better choices later in life. So that's one of our main missions.
That makes sense. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people, the cities, you know, we used to make jokes because they may not be all that familiar with where milk comes from or where the chicken comes from. And now in the rural areas, because people don't work on the farms or live on farms like they once did.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, I was going to ask you, because you just had some things, some classes away from the schools also that mm-hmm. that you did in the Cleveland area, right?
Yes, we did the Fresh Start to Healthier You classes that focused on the menu planning and how do you balance your day while eating out and saving at the grocery store and how to snack healthy, those types of things. And all those programs are open to any organization or in any one person who would like to set up an appointment and go through some of these skills just to better their own health. But another program that we just finished up was the food handler certification class, and that is the two-hour food handlers class that most people who are working in retail food establishments, like restaurants or even hospitals who are preparing food, any health service provider like a nursing home, child care providers, if you're serving food of any kind, you no longer can operate under the food manager certificate. You need to have your own two-hour food handler certification. And that is good for 2 years. And that teaches basic food safety, preparation, and storage techniques where we can make sure that the food that we are serving to the public or even those populations that are highly susceptible, like with their immune system is compromised, maybe their seniors, their children,
okay.
or maybe they're just sick, we need to find out what's the best way to make sure that the food that we are serving is safe. And so I do the food handler certification through our agency. It's recognized by Texas Department of Agriculture in person. And I have another one coming up in Liberty on May 10th, but we also have them online through our foodsafety.tamu.edu site if you're interested.
Yeah, if you don't mind, and I should have asked you to do this a couple of times, but if people want to learn more about these things, is there, as you just mentioned, a website? Can you give any of that type of contact information?
Yes. If you know Texas A&M AgriLife, we have several different websites. It's kind of a huge system, but, and I will just, that's my disclaimer, because you think just our name changes, but our websites change very frequently.
Oh, yes.
But if you would like to visit our website, it is, let's see, agrilife.org. And you can visit our website and click on Liberty County. And it'll show you, let's see.
How to get to
our different programs and upcoming We also, if you just have any questions, you can call us at any time. Our phone number is 936-334-3230.
And I imagine if you're looking online, if you can't remember AgriLife, you can put in Texas A&M Extension Service in a search engine, right, and get some information?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you just put Liberty County Extension, it'll pop up.
There you go. We kind of rely on those search engines now because there's a lot of different URLs, different addresses out there.
Yes, and I think specifically, you know, they always change our website, and apologize that I had to look it up, but our Liberty County address is liberty.agrilife.org. So if you want to stick Liberty up in front of agrilife.org, you'll go to our specific website. But if you just go to agrilife.org, you can visit all of our resources. We have not only our health resources, but we have Aggie Horticulture. If you have a question about a plant, or if you have a question about specific topics that you're interested in, that's a great place to start.
And that's something else that's kind of going 360, all the way around change. We got away from farming and plants and stuff, and now the popular thing to do is grow your own tomatoes, grow your own different herbs and stuff. A lot of cooks, you know, household cooks, guys and girls, they're growing their own herbs right there, and they have fresh, all sorts of fresh stuff for their cooking.
Right. And kind of leading on into that, we do have a cottage food business class, both in person or online. If you're looking into starting your own business and you're looking at baking goods at home or making jellies, there's certain things that are not potentially hazardous that you can prepare at home and have your own cottage food business from home that is within the law, that all you need is your food handler certification, the 2-hour food handler certification. You need a product that is not potentially hazardous that you're serving or preparing or selling. And you, the maximum limit, I believe, for the state of Texas is as long as you do not make over $50,000 a year, you're within the law.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of people do need to know these things. And if you're looking at having a business or selling things out of your home and want more information, I'd be glad to assist you with those as well.
Well, Alexis, I really do appreciate you being my guest today. I hate to wrap things up.
Oh, no problem.
But you've given us a lot of stuff to consider and contact you with. Thanks
sure.
for being my guest, and I'll get you on again, and we'll talk about some more of this.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I guess that wraps it up for Cox Radio. For your information here on Sunday morning, we appreciate you listening. And pick or key up that flat top and take us on home.